What it do, baby boo? We are back again with another episode of Self Reflect with Lex. And I am none other than your favorite host, Lex. In today's episode, I would like to talk about how it really ain't none of their business. And when I say they, I'm talking about your friends. So kick up your feet, sit back, relax, chill with me, and come self-reflect with me. So over the past couple of days, you know what I'm saying, past couple of weeks, I've been running into trials and tribulations, and naturally, as human beings, we like to share. So, you know, when tragic things or traumatic things happen to us, we tend to call the people closest to us to share, quote unquote, our business. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, when we sharing our business, we get feedback or advice on what we should or should not do. Well, baby, I'm here to tell you that I've learned within these past couple of days that everything just isn't they business. Like, it ain't none of your friends' business what you got going on personally. Because 9 times out of 10, when you go running and telling what happened to you just to get some feedback, they let their emotions take control because they love you so much. And they start giving you the worst advice ever. And sometimes it's, now certain people will give you some good advice. I'm not going to say that everybody you vent to is going to give you the worst advice. But the people closest to you are going to take into account that, you know, they love you. They want what's best for you. So they 9 times out of 10 let their emotions cloud their judgment on giving you the proper advice. So this episode, like I said, is about how it ain't none of their business. Everything you go through is not meant to be shared. And I had to learn this over the past couple of days because, for example, if you go around, let's just say you're in a relationship and you and your boyfriend get into an argument, or you and your girlfriend get into an argument. Now you done told everybody about this argument, how explosive it done got. Oh, how this or that was said. But at the end of the day, you're going to go back to this said person. Well, now you done told this story to your mama, your brother, your cousins, your best friend. And now in their mind, they have this perception on this person to where they don't like them anymore. They no longer like this person. They no longer want to be in this person's presence. So now every time they see this person, it's just a no for them. Whereas, had you just kept the situation to yourself, since you knew going into telling this said story that you were going to stay, then everybody would still be kosher with them. Like, they would still like them. It wouldn't be no beef. It wouldn't be no problems. Instead, now we got a situation. We got more of a situation on our hands because now we stay with the person. They got to be in our friends' faces, etc., etc. And now it's a big elephant in the room. It's hostility. It's bad energy. And who wants to be around bad energy? I know I don't. I don't like that shit. So, again, certain things I just feel like ain't none of their business. They get to asking you. I feel like everything should be private. The basis. So everybody should know that you're in a relationship, but they shouldn't know the details of your relationship, if that makes sense. Your relationship needs to be private, but the relationship itself should never be a secret. Everyone should know that you are dating somebody if you are dating somebody, but they shouldn't know the intimate details of what goes on behind closed doors with you and that person. So, in this episode, I just want y'all to take away that it's okay to keep certain things and situations to yourself. You don't have to share every part of you or every intimate moment you have with another person with everybody and someone else. Remember, It ain't none of their business, honey. Nanya. They can kick rocks and kiss your ass. You know what I mean. So, with that being said, I just wanted to get that off my chest. And this has been a short episode, but I think y'all caught the gist of it. You get what I'm saying? Like, certain things you should just keep to yourself. It ain't none of their business. Rock out with your cock out if that's how you rock it. You want to fly like a bird? Fly high, baby. But it's been another episode of Self Reflect with Lex. Sorry it couldn't be longer, but you know how it goes. I just had to let y'all hear that one because a lot of y'all just be floating around telling everybody your business, and it ain't none of their business. Peace. Tell your friends back off of us. Cause they're in our business and shit. Cause they were the same ones, yeah, who hooked us up. But now they all jealous and shit. Cause they see we are living, yeah, getting a fabulous. And they just can't deal with that shit.